Good morning. This is Mitzi Neely with Peacefully Imperfect Ministries. I want to welcome you to day one of A Thankful Heart, 30 Days to the Grateful Life. You know, there are numerous examples of men and women in Scripture who, regardless of their circumstances, thanked God for what He did in their lives. There was Ruth, who was willing to give up her life as she knew it and stay with her mother-in-law Naomi because she trusted God. Hannah prayed fervently for a child. She didn't know if that glorious day would ever come, but she had faith. And God, well, He plucked David from the field tending his sheep to make him a king. But first, he had a giant to slay. None of these situations are without challenges or mistakes, but each of these people followed the Lord and honored His will for their life. Each of us has experiences that we go through. There are going to be tremendous changes. There will be times of uncertainty, but we must continue to look to God and seek His truths. If we were to talk about a group of people who were filled with uncertainty, fear, and anxiety, and yet in the midst of everything, they were grateful and thankful, we could think about some of the individuals that I just mentioned. As we move along in our journey or begin our journey to a thankful heart, we can ask the Lord to cultivate in each of us a more grateful, kind heart. If you've realized that your thankful heart is less than it should be, pray about your shortcomings, just as I pray about mine every day. Ask Him to forgive you and to change your heart and soul into a truly thankful individual. You see, regardless of the challenges faced or the mistakes made, we can count on God to see us through in any situation. Are you in a place right now that makes it hard to thank God on a consistent basis? If so, lay your burdens at His feet and pray for guidance and wisdom. I want to pray for you as we move forward in this journey and time of worship. So, Lord, I want to praise Your name always, even when things get hard. Please help me to remember to thank You for every situation that I face today, tomorrow, and the day after. You see the big picture, and You know what is best for each of our lives. I am exceedingly grateful for You. In Your precious name I pray. Amen. Ladies, I pray a beautiful week ahead for you. I pray for protection, grace, mercy, and above all, a thankful heart. See you next time. Okay.